It's the long weekend kicking off the summer. Is your car ready for summer road trips? From changing your oil and filter and topping off fluids to inspecting your vehicle braking system and replacing cracked window blades, O'Reilly's Auto Parts has a thousand of parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices to get you on the road. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Joining us now on SB Nation Radio is Doug Glanville. He is the Cubs insider for NBC Sports Chicago. Doug, welcome to the show.
All right. Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Well, I guess we should start with the Cubs. They have not been all that we might have thought coming into the season. Why don't you give us an update on all things Cubs?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been they've had a little bit ups and downs in terms of not quite getting that rhythm where they rattle off, you know, 9 out of 10. It's been, you know, 5 here, 2 there, lost streak. And a lot of it is their initial months of pitching, particularly the starting pitching. The relievers were fantastic, but the starters were just looking like they were looking for a groove. Darvish was new. He was kind of struggling, especially in the middle of the game. We'd have this one inning that would kind of implode. And Quintana, who was, sort of a big up expectations for him, had some struggles with command. So generally, command was hurting the starting rotation. You mix that with some inconsistent hitting, and, you know, they had these ups and downs. But they're still in a great position. Lately, this past week, they've played fairly well. A lot of guys are getting into their rhythm. And especially with their starters, Darvish had a nice outing last time against the Reds. So they're looking up, but they haven't been the juggernaut quite as expected from pole to pole, but it's early.
And, Doug, we know that, you know, pitching, teams are as good as their pitching. So let's look at the dominance of two mid-30-age pitchers in Max Scherzer with the Nationals and Justin Verlander in Houston. How do you explain how these guys are getting better with age?
I mean, you know, it is really incredible. I mean, you think about Verlander has almost had this second wave of domination. He had some, you know, struggles, health struggles, fell off this pedestal of being the top pitcher, and then all of a sudden he's kind of gotten it together and got ways to get that sort of second win. Their ability to learn very quickly and be able to find new ways to get hitters out. They use not only their change of speeds, the location, but they're really working the zone in a much more effective zone. I think of Scherzer with a three-quarter style across his body pitcher, and he's found ways to just locate on both sides of the plate with an unorthodox delivery and found strikeouts in all quadrants of the zone. Mm-hmm. And that's impressive because it's not just up and down. It's not just in and out. It's also a depth thing. We talk about changing of speeds. And when you learn how to throw different kinds of pitches at different speeds, at different depths, and understanding off to blow people away, even though they have the stuff to do so, they've mastered that at such a critical time in their career that it's just added longevity and also added dominance.
We're talking to Doug Glanville, who, among his many traits, he is an Ivy League professor at the University of Pennsylvania. So, Doug, let's look at the shortstops in the American League. It's quite a collection. How do you stack rank the top three? Have you ever seen a group like this?
I mean, it's a tough one to even pick because there's a little different spot. You know, we just talked about Verlander and the Astros. Their microscopic team ERA relates to not just Verlander dominating, but everybody in that rotation. They are just at a cut above. I believe they're almost a full point in ERA lower than the next contender. So I think you're looking much more of a team that has so many different weapons, can beat you different ways. So they're picking up right where they left off as being this versatile team that can really beat you in so many facets. Then you move over to the Yankees and Boston had much more of this sort of power game. What's impressed me about the Yankees is sort of a little bit of a small stat, but their pitching has given up, you know, really top five fewest home runs.
So you're talking about the Yankees, and I see that they've just now won 8 consecutive series for the first time since 1998, which is unbelievable. And you look what Brian Cashman's done in collecting all this talent and prospects through trades. With that said, would you or shouldn't you think the Mets should go out and see what they can get for Jacob DeGrom or Noah Syndergaard at this point?
You know, I always feel like this time of year, you're talking, you know, mid-May, it's still early. You know, yes, they're going to be feelers. They're always working the deal machine. But you still have time to kind of see if certain things flush out, see what the best deal is. You know, DeGrom, although the velocity's been there, you know, there's been just whatever question marks have sort of arisen. And I think now when you establish, okay, if you know, want to know a pitcher's going to be healthy to make these runs, especially when you're talking about a postseason team that's going to tack on extra innings, into October, September, October. So I think that is, these are question marks that you probably want to take a little more time to establish. But, you know, the Yankees, you know, as I mentioned, keeping the ball in the ballpark, their pitching has been really a shining star. And maybe in some ways unexpected. You knew the home runs were going to be there, but the fact that they keep the ball in the yard and have found ways to pitch, you know, any piece they add is just going to take them to that next level. And they may well get there already organically because, you know, they're that complete right now.
We're talking to Doug Glanville, Cubs insider for NBC Sports Chicago. So, Doug, would love to ask you about the shortstop position. It is so talented right now, particularly in the American League. Talk about guys like Gregorius and Correa and Simmons. These guys are pretty strong position right now in the American League.
Well, absolutely. I like the fact that the way I look at the lens of these players, you mentioned it, is development. It's a lot to do with development. Gregorius, you know, look, he came in on the heels of Derek Jeter, which is an impossible task. And he had to take some, you know, growing pains, changing positions, short, second base, all these changes. And really has emerged to be someone who put in the work, because I used to talk to him and his staff when I was covering a lot of the games on Wednesdays. And, you know, he spent time in the offseason just refining his swing. You know, guys like Chili Davis working with. So there's no question that he has found, a combination where you can't just say, well, this guy's going to have a good glove or he has an upside, but he's really become an impact player.
And Doug, if you're looking at, you know, the guys that are atop the American League and the Yankees, Red Sox, and Astros, who can compete with these three teams? And is the American League that much stronger than the National League? Who in the National League could compete with these three teams?
Yeah, well, they're a cut above. I mean, you name, you know, when you rattle those off, you have to be thinking, are they the top three best teams or the three out of the five? But they're one of them, they're up there. Mm-hmm. They're doing it differently. You have the power game. You have the nature of the Red Sox just offensively. Astros are just doing everything complete, but also pitching teams out of the stadium. But you look at their ERA; it's almost a point lower than anybody else. So that tells you not only are they pitching well, but they're dominating to the point where teams know they need, you know, two extra runs just to even have a shot. So they're different styles, but they're playing at a level that really there is them and the rest of the class. So in terms of competing, you know, there's teams in the National League that just, they're going to have to get hot, whether Washington Nationals, Chicago Cubs, you know, there's unexpected teams leading divisions, whether it's Atlanta or even Philadelphia is playing well. Will they sustain? If there's a question mark, but these teams you rattled off with the Yankees, they have the staying power, and they also have the pocketbooks to make moves when they need to, which can really be the difference maker.
We're talking to Doug Glanville. Doug, I want to ask you about the Atlanta Braves, a bit of a surprise. Are they for real? Do you see them in the postseason?
Well, they're for real in that, you know, you don't have the predictability of young players without necessarily a track record. You know, Markakis, Freddie Freeman, of course, have been established players who are having career years. Freeman has been great for a long time. Marquez has kind of found it. But when you get veteran players that are playing some of their best baseball, you mix it with pitching that's pitched well, and then you have young guys that who are supposed to have an upside but are performing, then you have the perfect and what like the line or into the season. But you know, you have guys like Acuna who have been, you know, had a lot of have come and really showed why they're players and can be productive. But in terms of the other aspect of being a lack of surprises, they built their farm system. They took their time, they took their lumps, and they went out and really found ways to get players experience to now that it's paying dividends. And the good news for the Braves is, you know, now that they have this, this is sustainable. You know, you got guys that are inexpensive that you can hold on for a while and really rely on the youth, which really is Major League Baseball. A lot of great players are also young in this day and age.
It sounds a lot like the Astros system from, you know, 2014 on, building up that farm system, getting young talent, not expensive, and look where they ended up. Pretty nice.
Yeah, that's the model. You know, you see in the Cubs, you know, a lot of teams have been able to do it. The key is draft, getting the draft and making timely trades to get young talent. They've done it. And the Yankees did that. They made some great trades to get young players, and look at them.
That's Doug Glanville. Doug, thanks so much for joining us here on SB Nation Radio.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.